From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, he's Randy Miller, owner of All Right Home and Remodeling, S&E Insulation in Milwaukee. Randy, how you been?
I'm good, buddy. How about you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little tan on you.
That whole Mexico thing will do that to you. You know? I was there with my wife, Terry, my brother, John, and his partner, Steve. And Steve and John and Terry can sit by the pool or sit, by the ocean for hours and read. And 15 minutes for me.
You were bored.
I'm like, done. I got to go talk to people. I got to go meet somebody. I got to go jump in the pool. And it was second year we've been to this place in Playa del Carmen, and it's not reality, Randy. If you want a piece of juicy fruit gum, there's three people to go find you one. And it's like, you know, after a few days, it's like, come on, man, I got to get back to reality, because this is just not. If you stay there too long, you start thinking that is reality, and it's not. And we had a great time. It's just we travel really well together. None of us drink, and it's all inclusive. So it's, and there's no pressure. It's like, hey, we're going to go to dinner at 6 if you want to meet in the lobby. If you want to go to dinner together. Yeah, and if you're not, hey, no worries, man. We'll see you tomorrow. And
that's great.
Yeah, it was really fun. The travel part, though, man, I'm not. Take one day to get there, stop in Atlanta, way back. So you lose a lot of time with that, but it's okay. Yeah, I'd go back tomorrow, I think, if I could, just for a few days, get pampered a little bit, and then back home to reality. Not that I don't get pampered when I'm here. It's just
you
different. Yeah.
You get pampered?
I'm winking here. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, I do.
McGivern's like a rock star. There's a rider in his contract. So when I became his producer, they're like, you know, it must be 71 degrees. You got to have two bottles of water for him. You know, there's a lot on there.
Yeah. And it doesn't everybody. You get that at your office, right, Randy?
Oh, absolutely.
I know we get that when we go to the Nary office.
Yes.
Because those girls treat us like kings over there.
Well, they've got a long weekend when they're doing the shows, and to put up with us.
Yeah.
They need the pay.
Well, and there's a really cool event coming, May 17th, 18th, and 19th, the Tour of Remodel Homes for Nary Milwaukee. It's a really good event.
We have a great time with that. Last year, my wife and I decided to make it a getaway and stayed in a hotel. We went to the soiree, had a really, really good time.
I was there. I saw you guys.
I know.
Yeah.
Beautiful homes.
Oh, my goodness.
And, the soiree was just amazing. That house just was incredible. And, they're back at it again this year and quite a few more homes. And
well, and the fact that we're raising money for the Aurora Cancer Care House is that just puts a cherry on the whole top. It's a great event, and you get to see the best of the best that night. Everybody comes together, not only Nary members, family members, and then people from the outside that want to come and see this house, get involved with raising some money. I think the first year we raised around 10 grand, second year around 15.
Yep.
Goal this year is 20. And go to narymilwaukee.org for more information on this. I would highly recommend that Cancer Care House Soiree, which is May 17th, then the 18th and 19th, the Tour of Remodel Homes. If somebody asks you, Randy, what Tour of Remodel Homes, what is that? What's your Reader's Digest version on it?
So Tour of Remodel Homes are projects that have been done in the last approximately 2 years. Mostly it ends up being additions, kitchen, baths type of remodel, and just seeing what other homeowners have had done on their properties with some of the great contractors of Nary.
It's interesting because I'll talk to people that will go to the show. You know, they went to the spring show.
Yep.
And then they'll go to the Tour of Remodel Homes. And what they like most about the Tour of Remodel Homes is they get to go into a property that, again, like you said, either a full bath remodel or a full kitchen remodel or an addition, and be able to talk to the contractor right there and say, why did you select, you know, what was those tiles, those lights.
Right.
What made you think that? And my favorite story behind that is Terry and I went through 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and there was a woman in Wauwatosa in the house, and the owner stayed, and they answered questions. And she pulled us aside and said, let me tell you my favorite part about this kitchen. Do you see that table, that little nook in the little area for our kids to eat? I said, yeah. We're trying to figure out what, you know, where to get a table for that area. And we're in the basement.
Yeah.
And contractor said, what are you going to do with that door? It's an old, she said, it was just an old door. And they said, well, we're going to throw it out. He said, can I have it? And they said, can you have it? He said, can I have it? She said, yeah. He said, you're not going to need a table.
I'll make you one.
Made the table
from
and
that.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
She said, she said, would you ever guess that that was, and I said, no, I'd never guess that. And she said, that's the kind of attention to detail and above and beyond this nary guy did. And the only issue that I had was all of a sudden, I didn't know, but we had like 70 different projects my wife wanted in our house that I didn't know that we needed.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly the same experience we had last year. Is it's the little tiny things that you get to see from house to house. There was an Irish pub in one of the homes that they had put together last year. What was really neat is how they had a chalkboard so that communication was going on throughout the family right there at another home. It's just those little details that the contractor chooses to end up working with the homeowner to get them a very phenomenal final result.
How many homes did you get to last year, do you know? Because there's going to be somewhere between, you know, 10 and 20 this year, and I don't know the number yet. But what's cool is on that NaryMilwaukee.org, on that website, once they're all figured out, they're going to put a map out. And what I realized a few years ago is you have to look at that map and say, okay, on Saturday we're going to get to these.
Right.
And on Sunday, to try to get to all of them, almost impossible in one day. You could probably do it in 2 days.
Right.
But it's really important that once that map comes out that you kind of map your, okay, we're going to do north of Blue Mound or north of Wauwatosa, and we're going to get North Shore, Mequon, that area, and then we're going to go to Wauwatosa, maybe New Berlin, depending on where the properties
are. And that's why we did the overnight, is because that way we had an early start. And, yeah, I got no kids at home. It wasn't that. And the soiree itself was
Hey, I still have a picture from Michelle Brown coming. She was coming up the stairs. I was going down, and she had two glasses of wine in her hand. Oh. So I took that picture just in case I ever need it. So I said, you know, you can have a glass and then go have another one. She goes, no, these two aren't for me. One is for, and I said, yeah, okay, Michelle. It was awesome. But it's such a good event. So again, 17th, 18th, and 19th, Tour of Remodel Homes. Get involved in the Cancer Care House Soiree, which is the 17th, and then the 18th and 19th again. We're raising money for a great cause. Our special in-studio guest, second time he's been here, and much more comfortable this time. Last time he was a little bit nervous to begin with, and he immediately said, hey, Erica and Evan are up this year. Because last time he was on, I said, your wife and kid listen? No, they're sleeping. Yep. I said, make sure. So Erica and Evan, you finished school strong, man. Don't you be messing up now. There's only a couple months left of school. So his 17-year-old son goes to Milwaukee School of Languages. Which
nice.
Is we live about three blocks from each other and never see each other.
Right.
So you know the neighborhood. You come by my house, you want it, if you have any interest in who did the siding and the roof.
This guy.
Oh,
right
nice.
There. Yeah, it's really good stuff. Our special guest, Joshua Foster, he's lead mason, Royal Chimney Services, Erica Foster. Evan, it's good to have you guys listening. Joshua, how you been?
Good, good.
Yeah.
Great to be back.
Busy.
Yes, very busy.
Is this a busy time of year for people from Royal Chimney Services?
Yes, because coming out of winter, you know, we can't do a lot of masonry outside work in the wintertime, so we're still out doing inspections and things and repairs that need to be done. We just have to wait for the temperatures to come up and the snow to melt. So
it was a weird fall last year.
It was.
Last year.
Yeah, November started out real cold, and then it got a little warmer, and then it went way downhill. So, yeah, it was
You know, perfect weird. Combination having you guys in. So, Gail, thank you for this. Because, Randy, you with what you do, especially with roofs and siding and stuff, this time of year, you see, when you go up on the roof, you see some damage to the chimney in that area, I'm sure.
Sure. And Royal Chimney, I mean, Howard's the go-to guy that we always end up sending.
Yeah.
All of our recommendations, too.
Yeah, you and me both. Right. And I'll tell the story, and I've told it before. When my son Matthew bought their first house, they had an inspection, and they were having it on a Saturday morning while Howard was here. And Matthew texted me, not listening to the show, and said, look, we got a problem with our chimney, I guess. And I thought, and I told Howard, he said, give me the address, I can be
timing
there.
Couldn't be any better.
Perfect, right?
9:15, in walks Howard. And what they were telling Matthew was not exactly correct. And Howard said, look, and he pulled Matthew aside, he said, just to let them know that you'll take care of it.
Yeah.
You know what? And then we'll help you out. And here's what you really need. And this is what you need now. And if you want to protect yourself for the next 10 years, here's what you're going to need. And Matthew said, we're going to be here for 10 years, so I want, let's take care of this thing now and let's get it done. So the timing on this was perfect.
Yep.
And Howard, you want to talk about a good man? My goodness, he was there at 9:15, and within 20 minutes, there isn't anything Howard hasn't seen, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, not that he's an old guy, but he's a veteran at this.
Right, sure.
And he said, you know what, you just let them know that they don't have to worry about it. You'll take care of it. Because if the homeowner was going to have to take care of it, they would just do whatever it took to get it done and then get out of there and would leave the mess for the new people coming in, which is my son. And I just want to, once again, because I've probably done it four times on the air, but thank Howard for that. How long have you been at Royal Chimney Services?
I've been there 18 years now.
18 years?
Yep.
He doesn't look old enough to be there 18 years. He's got a
17-year-old. 17-year-old kid.
Yep. He looks like he's 20 years older than himself. And what made you start there? What, give us your background. I know you did this last time you were on. It's been a year and a half.
Yeah, so. I was working, doing oil changes at Scrub It Up Oil Change Center in West Dallas. And just, you know, graduated high school, still trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I had a friend who got hired on at Royal Chimney. And, you know, after about a year, he advanced to being a mason, lead mason, and needed help. So he offered me a position, and I became his helper and was his laborer for a couple years, and then worked my way up, went to school, and became a lead mason.
So, and Randy, we have this conversation on this show a lot, and you and I have it off the air a lot, that he's a perfect example of kids that they're going to graduate from high school here in a couple months, and Their advisors in each of these schools are going, you need to get to a 4-year college.
Right.
Maybe not a 4-year, but you got to go to a 2-year college.
Yeah.
Or maybe you should go in the military. And then the last 4 or 5 guys or girls that, you know, they're kind of like, I have no idea what you should maybe get into the trades.
The trades. Right.
This is a guy that, absolutely. You know, look, he's doing great.
Yeah. Don't have a major debt behind you.
No.
You know, you're living a good lifestyle.
I'll kick your coverage of Erica a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit? Ooh. I think on that one, we're getting to a break. I haven't met her, but I'll let you know, Randy, because he'll join our club. Because you know we did.
Right?
Well, you did.
What do you mean?
Let's get to a
what
break.
What are you trying to say?
This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheroo. Good luck, we're a buff when I shake hands with you. Or blow me.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Josh, you get sick of that song? You only hear it when you come in here, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's only when we come in for the interview, so
yeah, well,
I'm embracing it now.
It's kind
I mean,
of
Howard
standard.
Doesn't have that playing all day long at the office?
He does in his car. You haven't been in his car, have you? Our special in-studio guest, he's Joshua Foster, lead mason for Royal Chimney Service. You can go to their Facebook page at Royal Chimney. Go to their website, royalchimney.com. They're located on Dearborn Avenue, 414-771-2282. 771-2282. What's the time frame right now? What's the no? You guys have had a couple of shows, the Nary Show, the Home and Garden Show, that you guys have gotten a ton of leads off of. wondering if somebody calls that number again, 771-2282, and says, hey, look, can I get you guys to come out and do an inspection for us?
We're probably a few weeks out right now. Okay. You know, I would probably say anywhere between 2 and 4 weeks to make it out there and check out the situation.
And you're going to want to do that now, right after the winter, right? You don't want to wait for the fall.
Yes.
I mean, get it done now.
Especially, you know, we are really busy now coming out of winter, catching up on a lot of the masonry and things. So the sooner you have us out to inspect everything and see what you need, you know, the sooner we can get you on our boards.
Is there a standard day for you? Do you know, does every day change, or is there, look, you go in at 8 and you do the same stuff, or how does that work for
it's
you?
It's different all the time because, you know, us as lead masons on the repair trucks, we're doing anything from tuck pointing to rebuilding. We also get into flashing work. Liner work, you know, lining the flues for the furnace or the fireplace. So it really is a different situation every day.
Randy, how much do you guys, like companies like Rolling, you said in that first segment that Howard's your go-to guy. How much do you guys work together on stuff? So when you're up looking at a roof and you see there's a problem, I mean, you guys have to do that. And I would assume that the vice versa, when they're fixing a chimney, if they see there's a problem with the roof, that they're going to let the homeowner know.
For them, there's a lot of safety issues that they have to end up dealing with. I mean, loose bricks are definitely a problem. A flue that's cracked is not a good thing. You're going to end up having potential backdrafting and
yep.
gas issues and everything that ends up going on with a chimney. So, you know, I give these guys a lot of kudos because if a homeowner doesn't realize the importance of getting that done and getting it done properly, you know, that's a huge mistake because it's their family's livelihood that they're
yes.
playing with.
Joshua, that's a, you know, a question that I have. Look, for us, when we had Randy come out, our house still, I still get people, believe it or not, it's been 3 years or 4 years, that'll say, man, you know, your house looks totally different than it used to. So that part of it, it's not sexy to have, you know, your chimney checked out and have that, but it's so important.
It's vital.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, will go out and explain, you know, things going on with their chimney, and it's like the last thing in a homeowner's mind is their chimney. Unless they have a fireplace, you know, then they kind of have an idea that the fireplace and the chimney work together and have to be in safe condition. But even if someone doesn't have a fireplace, you know, most houses have a chimney to exhaust the furnace and water heater, and those still, it's just as important to inspect those as it is fireplaces.
Hey, we're gonna open up a phone line if we can, 799-1250. We normally, in fact, we never do this every once in a while, and there's a reason I'll tell you during the break for it, but 799-1250, 414-799-1250. If you have any questions regarding your fireplace, give us a call. What happens is people at Entercom start hearing the promo that you were coming in,
okay,
and I'll start getting questions.
Okay,
and sometimes there's a lot of questions, sometimes there's a few. The one that the gal asked me twice, could you please make sure you ask? They've got a fireplace on the main floor of
okay.
their house, and they were getting smoke into the lower level
oh, okay.
from the fireplace, and she doesn't really so they. They actually, in the beginning of February, stopped using their fireplace.
Huh.
And then now, when she heard the promo, she said, hey, could you ask them? Because we're going to have somebody come out. They're going to give you guys a call this week. But she was like, is this a huge problem? Does he know what causes something like that?
Yeah, there's a couple different things in that situation. When you have a chimney that's sharing two flues, you know, they're kind of right next to each other. And what you're saying is, you know, their fireplace on the first level, when they have a fire, the smoke is going up the flue, but they're smelling it in the basement.
Correct.
Could be a couple different things. Depending on what appliances they have in their basement, whether it be a furnace or water heater, if those are in the same general area as the fireplace, you know, all those things are fighting for air. They all need air to draft. So what can happen is as they're having their fire, the smoke is traveling up the flue. If there's a negative pressure in the basement, it could be sucking that smoke right back down the other flue to, you know, that the water heater and the furnace are trying to use as well.
Okay.
it could be either be that, or it could be a crack or damage in the flue itself that's allowing that smoke transfer into the other flue. So, I mean, it's a couple different things that could be going on, but that's a classic example of why we recommend having a certified sweep come out and inspect everything. We use video scanning equipment to scan the flues. You know, all of our technicians are certified by the Chimney Safety Institute of America, which is really important when having your chimney inspected.
Yeah, and your credentials are pretty lengthy.
A little bit.
Yeah, they really are. And when you talk about a Chimney Safety Institute of America, CSIA, Certified Chimney Sweep, MATC Masonry Bricklay, Wisconsin Guild of Chimney Service Specialist Workshops 2009 through 2018. So you kind of know what you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Not bad for a guy with car wash.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad at all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, extensive training. And with that certification, you know, a lot of that, to keep that certification going, you know, it's continued education required. So, you know, every couple of years, you know, it's just continuous education because the standards in the industry change over the years. Codes and standards change nationally. So to stay current on everything, it is important to be certified.
And how cool is it to be, if you are stumped on something, be able to call Howard? Because, again.
Yes, he is a fount of information. Yes. He definitely knows a lot.
When he comes in, and look, he's very monotone, right? He never goes up, down.
That's why he's not on the show today. Right.
No, I'll tell you this. I get more response. I get a ton of response when he's on. And yeah. It is, I can't believe this, or hey, I learned from that chimney guy. And Howard Rowell from Royal Chimney is hard for me to say. And so I struggle with that. But when he's on, I get a ton of response all the time, including my wife saying, look, he's really smart. And I go, yeah, he's really smart. So what a great guy to be able to fall back on when you have questions.
Definitely.
Hey, this time of year for you guys as well, Randy, when winter is done, what's the most common thing that the problem that you see with roofs and the problem that you see with chimneys? And I'll start with you, Josh.
Mainly it's exterior masonry. And flashing type work.
And the ice does that? The cold?
Yes, the cold with masonry, with brick and mortar and concrete, especially in Wisconsin, when you have drastic changes of hot to cold, you know, that brick, that masonry, it's constantly under attack, you know, as far as expansion and contraction. So if your chimney has any flaws in it, cracks or anything where water can get in, you get a cold spell, it freezes, that ice freezes inside the masonry, and then it warms up, you know, relatively fast.
Right.
And then that ice, you know, something's got to give at that point and just starts affecting the masonry.
Same question for you with roofs, and I would assume it's
a good time to actually end up taking a look at the existing roof, the condition of it, how did it end up surviving the winter months, was there problems because of the ice buildups. But one thing that part of my industry ends up affecting what goes on as far as with yours is the insulation portion of it, because we tighten up a house and then we're also adding, you know, low zone fans are recommending it through the Focus program.
Yep.
Now we're drawing more air out from those locations. That's got to affect the chimneys.
Oh, it definitely does. There's plenty of times where, you know, we'll get a call from someone that says, you know, my fireplace has been working fine for all these years, and all of a sudden now when I go to have a fire, I'm getting smoke back up. You know, and we go out there to investigate, do our inspection, everything. And if we can't find anything wrong with the chimney, the next question is, well, have you had windows installed? Have you had attic fans put in? You know, anything that's affecting the pressure changes of the house.
Sure. And then what do you recommend from there?
It depends. There's a lot of different things. I mean, they do make like special fans and stuff you can put on top of chimneys to, right, you know, suck the air out rather than having that natural draft. But, you know, some things might be more simple, like, you know, just shut the attic fan off when you have your fire or things like that.
Yeah, some simple solutions. Hey, when we get on the other side of the break, I've got a number of questions for you. And again, we opened up a phone line. If anybody has questions that Joshua Foster, who's a lead mason for Royal Chimney Services, can answer, give us a call at 414-799-1250. 799-1250. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. He's Randy Miller from All Right Home Remodeling.
It's not our jingle, but it's darn close.
It should be. And S&E Insulation, our special in-studio guest. He is Joshua Foster. You go by Joshua or Josh? You
know, Josh.
Josh.
Unless I'm in trouble with my mom or something.
Eric is mad at you. She says, Joshua, take out the garbage.
Yep.
Evan says, Josh. No, he doesn't. He says, Dad, give me 20. Josh Foster, lead mason. Royal Chimney Services. Again, you can go to their website, royalchimney.com. Or call them at 414-771-2282. 771-2282. Hey, let's just get through some of these questions that I have for you. They're just kind of quick, I would think, quick answers. How often should a chimney be swept?
A chimney should be swept and inspected annually. That's recommended by the National Fire Protection Agency. Once a year. Even if it's a fireplace or you don't have a fireplace and it's just a furnace and water heater chimney, you want to have it inspected. Whether you have a gas or wood fireplace insert, anytime you have a chimney on the house, it should be inspected annually.
So come back to that. If you don't have a fireplace, but you have a water heater, you have a chimney on the house.
Yes.
You need to see, how often should you get that inspected?
We still recommend once a year.
Really?
Yes. Because even on your furnaces and water heater chimneys, you still have the clay tile lining in there. A lot of them do, unless they've been relined with stainless steel. But as long as you have that clay lining in there, there's always a chance, especially with the winters in Wisconsin and how much you're using those appliances, there's always a chance every year that that clay lining is going to fail in some area.
How do you guys repair water leaks around the chimney? How does that happen?
Generally, water leaks, can come from the exterior, which would be around the flashing of the chimney. And we do, when we do a sweeping or an inspection, we also, that includes inspecting the exterior. So we look closely at the flashing, look at the brickwork. But you can also get, water that comes from the inside of the chimney. Your furnace and water heater, in those gases you have a ton of moisture, so if you have openings in that lining, that moisture can seep out through there, get through the cavity, and actually make it to the drywall that's surrounding that chimney.
Everybody with at least my age, the whole Mary Poppins chimney sweep, and right, you hear that, but what exactly, when somebody says, look, I'm going to have somebody come out and sweep my chimney, what part of that, what part of the chimney, and what is the process you guys go through as a chimney sweep?
Sweeping a fireplace, we come in, we have a high powered vacuum. It's a specialized vacuum to trap the very fine soot and creosote that comes out of chimneys. We lay runners down, lay tarps down, set up our vacuum system, brush out the flue, brush out the firebox, the smoke chamber. We brush everything out completely so that it's clear for inspection with our video scanning equipment.
How often do you guys run into rodents?
Pretty often. Usually they're birds. Mummified by the time we see them, in the clean outdoors at the base of the chimney and the fireplace. We clean those out, when we put in liners and things like that. And you'll find, bird skeletons, squirrel skeletons, things like that. As far as live animals, we don't deal with that too much. If we get a call about a raccoon or something, then it's, we call the wildlife companies and have them remove them before we do the work.
Because in your booth, you guys are known to have
a raccoon,
a few critters.
Yep, stuffed
on
raccoon and a squirrel. Yep.
Well, we had squirrels twice in our house before we were smart enough to put a cap on the chimney. Yeah, Sammy the squirrel, we called him, and
you named it.
Yeah, Sam Terry did Sammy, because Sammy guy at church gave me a pellet gun to take care of Sammy, and
you couldn't do it.
Couldn't. No. Well, I could have if I could have. found him at that point. So then we had somebody come out, and they couldn't catch him the first 2 days. And he said, hey, look, I'll get him. You know, when you hear this sound, just send me a text, let me know. And all of a sudden, the sound. And he said, probably don't want to go down there, but, you know, we got him. So then I said, hey, why don't you, when you catch it, you just, like, take it somewhere and release it? And he said, look, I'm not going to tell you what we do with the squirrel, but I can tell you this, that I had a woman a year ago. She was dead set against us doing what we normally do and said, I want you to take it to this park. It's a mile away. And he had paint, you know, a can of, and he put a pink stripe on the squirrel. And she said, why are you doing that? He said, because you're going to call me in a day and say the squirrel's back. She goes, well, not if you take it to the park. He said, I'll take it to the park. And 2 days later, she called and said, that squirrel with that came right back. And he said, what do you want me to do now? She goes, don't care. Just get it out of here. I don't want that squirrel. But we had it twice before we put the cap on. And we found out when we had a new, we had a central air put in, and the Wayne's company came out. And we were on vacation, and he called and said, look, my guy said, first of all, how many times have you had squirrels? I said, twice. How does he know that? And he said, he cannot believe how much brush is in your fireplace. I mean, it was all leaves and sticks and all that. And he said, he'll normally clean it up, but he's going to leave it for you to clean up so you can get a good feel. You're lucky to be alive. And I go, really? He goes, I'm not kidding. And sure enough, it was a ton, man. And these squirrels were like living there before we put that cap on.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, and that's a big thing, a big reason why you should have a chimney cap on your chimney, especially, you know, for the furnace and water heater chimneys. You know, they like to get in there. I can't tell you how many birds' nests, squirrels' nests we've cleared out of these flues, especially in the wintertime, because, I mean, they just see this hot steam coming up. They're just trying to find a warm place.
Spot.
Yep. So, you know, in the winter when you're driving around, you always see the birds just sitting right up on top of the chimney. Well, they get asphyxiated and fall down sometimes, you know, and that's where we pull them out of the bottom. But, you know, in the furnace and water heater flues, if they build a nest in there, it's usually a pretty impacted nest, and that's where all those dangerous gases are venting from. So if that gets clogged and blocked up, you know, that's a dangerous situation.
Hey, we got a call, and she didn't want to come on the air, but we can ask, what type of, in your recommendation, what type of wood is best for, to use in a fireplace?
I would say a harder wood, you know, a hard wood like an oak is probably better than a softer wood, you know, like a birch, but the type of wood, in my mind, doesn't really matter as long as it's well seasoned. You know, you want that moisture content to be down. The less moisture there is, the less buildup you're going to have. So you want a well seasoned wood.
Yeah, I think there's a couple years ago, there was a kind of a wood shortage, and Howard was in here and he was like, look, you know, if this happens again next year, make sure early on that you get the wood that you're looking for, because it's been a little bit difficult this last winter to do that. Do gas fireplaces need to be cleaned?
Definitely, yes. Any fireplace or whatever type insert you have, gas or wood, should be cleaned. You know, gas doesn't leave as heavy of a soot as a wood fireplace or wood insert would, but it does leave a small carbon soot, especially on the glass. So we call it, instead of cleaning a gas fireplace or gas insert, you know, we call it, like, it's almost like a tune-up, like your furnace would be, you know, making sure the pilot assembly is clean, you know, everything's clean, the burner pan is clean, everything's still clean and functioning properly.
You know, it's interesting, we're going to get to a break here in a couple minutes, but come fall, and you'll start seeing this August, September, that the advertising for coming to make sure your fireplace is ready for winter goes up.
Yes.
And there are some companies that come in from different markets.
Oh, yes.
And they're not local. You don't know this unless you ask. And they basically just send guys in, and they take a number of phone calls because they claim they're going to do it for next to nothing, which you got to be careful with that.
Right.
And they come
in. What you pay for.
You get what you pay for. Or it's a bait and switch deal, where, hey, we'll come in and do this inspection for $19.95, and all of a sudden it's going to cost you $400 because look at all we found.
Right.
And these are companies that are not here locally. They're not on Dearborn like you guys.
No, a lot of times they're based, you know, out of state. You know, they're coming up from Illinois or, you know.
Even down south.
Yep.
Yeah, we had some, a couple years ago, there's a company from Arkansas or something that came up and caused some problems in this market. Howard was not happy, by the way.
No.
I don't want to tick Howard off.
No.
But, you know, I think you have to understand that when you give these guys a call at Royal Chimney Services, they're on Dearborn Avenue in Wauwatosa, 414-771-2282. 771-2282. They've been around for a long time. They're here locally. Josh and I live about three blocks from each other, so I know that he's right here. And make sure that you understand when you're calling this company, Royal Chimney Services, these are guys that are going to be here. If there is a problem, they'll take care of the problem. Guys, let's get you a break. On this side of the break, we'll continue talk with Josh Foster, lead mason from Royal Chimney Services. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host, he's Randy Miller. He's the owner of All Right Home and Remodeling, S&E Insulation in Milwaukee. You can go to allrightremodeling.com when you want it done right.
Call All Right.
There you go. That's called a, that's an endorsement kind of right there. Well, I should. I do endorse Randy and his group because they've done a great job for my wife and I. And thank you for letting me call you at 9:15 the other night.
No worries.
To ask you the question that I had regarding my daughter Katie's house. As you know, they put their house up for sale.
Sure.
And they had a home in Brookfield that they were all set, but they didn't sell their house quick enough. And did not get the home in Brookfield they were hoping for. And now they just got an offer on their house, and now they're scrambling. So if you hear of anything, house for sale in Brookfield, and Menominee Falls or Sussex or Mequon, something like that, that's going up, let me know.
Hey, Grandpa, you want your grandkids close to you, don't you?
I do. And you know what? They're across the street right now. But you know what? I've gone through this whole thing in my head and my heart, what's best for them. It's hard. It's hard because I'm really proud of the fact that they're right across the street and they stand in the corner and yell, "Hey, Papa, can we come over?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, "No." They're like, "All right, here we come." And I'm like, "What?" I said, "No." They're like, "You love us. Of course we're coming over." But certainly and this is important for them. And it's just a tough market right now.
Yeah.
And in their price range, going to be a little hard. And I went on Facebook and put something on Facebook. What I didn't realize is a lot of realtors came out and said, "Hey, we'll help them." Well, they have a realtor. I didn't know how that game played out. I thought I'd find somebody that said, "Hey, my grandma's moving," or my husband.
No, you got realtors who are looking to help with the business.
So I apologize for, you know, I kind of messed that up a little bit, but then I got myself out of it because, again, I don't know much about anything. So that industry, you know, I'm like, I just figured I'd try to help my daughter out. And yeah, that didn't work out so well. Hey, we got emailed a question here at live at Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, for you. When is a crack on the inside of the chimney considered to be a safety hazard? That's Jim from New Berlin.
Anytime there's any crack or opening on the inside of a flue, that could potentially be a dangerous situation right there. Anytime. The way the code and standard reads, anytime the flue cannot contain the byproducts of combustion, that repair should be done. And especially on fireplaces, you know, chimney fires are a real issue. You know, the Consumer Product Safety Commission gets reports of 23,000 chimney fires annually. So especially on a fireplace flue, anytime you have a crack or opening, that's a place where heat, creosote, can escape and potentially get to a combustible material outside of that chimney chase.
I was reading in Remodelers Magazine, and they talk about trends. And now I know in the past it's been there, and it seems to be coming back again, the two-sided fireplaces.
Okay.
Are you seeing more and more of that? And what kind of challenges does that bring for you guys?
Actually, the double-sided fireplaces, I don't see too many of them out there. Anytime we do see them and it's a natural wood-burning double-sided fireplace, a lot of complaints we get with those is they just don't draw right.
Sure.
And it just depends on when the house was built. If when they built the house, they took all, because there's a lot of math that goes into the cubic air that requires to draft properly.
Yep.
So we get on the double-sided fireplaces, we actually do get a lot of complaints of smoking of it not drawing right. And a lot of that has to do with the size of the flue as compared to the two openings.
Is it more gas that they're using with two-sided these days?
Actually, I would say it's probably about a 50-50 mix, you know, with gas and natural wood burning. But at that point, then, you know, if they are having problems and, you know, at that point, it's kind of like the same thing with the fan situation, you know, drawing air. It's just we have to go into a point there where we're trying to figure out how to control the pressures of the house, you know, to get that fireplace to draft properly.
It's a science.
It is.
It is.
It definitely is.
He is Josh Foster. He's a lead mason for Royal Chimney Service, and more important, he's the husband to Erica, father to Evan, 17-year-old Evan, graduating from Milwaukee School of Languages. He better graduate.
Oh, right? He will.
Yeah, he will.
One way or another, he's
graduating. I live a couple blocks away, Evan. Josh, you need me to stop over and have a little discussion with young Evan about finishing strong. I could be your guy. Hey, another question that we got emailed, and we get this a lot because there's so many of them. Do the powders and logs that I see advertised to eliminate creosote, do they really work?
I wouldn't give a yes or no answer. I'll lean more towards the no. When that chimney sweeping log first came out years back, they actually, you know, they were saying, they were advertising that would take the place of actually having your chimney swept, which is just not true. You should have your chimney swept and inspected. The log is not going to inspect the chimney after you have it swept. So, you know, and Howard actually, I'm not sure if he did it with other owners of other chimney companies, but, you know, he went on, I think it was Fox 6,
right?
You know, with Katrina Cravey or something, and to test it and everything. And they actually got the company to take off certain advertisements and to put on their packaging that the chimney still should be inspected by a certified sweep.
Yeah, that's important. Hey, the difference between tuck pointing and rebuilding a chimney is what?
Well, tuck pointing, you're replacing bad mortar in between the brick that's already there. You know, rebuilding, you're tearing that brick all the way down and relaying new brick.
One of the reasons why people should get this inspected every year, right?
Oh, yes.
Because if you do that and there's some tuck pointing that needs to be done, a lot less expensive than having to rebuild it.
Yes, and to the flip side, you know, we get calls of people who say, oh, I think I just need a little tuck pointing on my chimney. And we get out there and you have brick faces that are falling off and, you know, it's cracked and everything. And there's some chimneys that are just not candidates for tuck pointing.
It kind of like when I called you and said I might need just a little help on the roof.
Yeah, a little repair.
Little repair. As the water was coming into our kitchen, we could take a shower. Hey, need a little repair. What do you think, Randy? And he's like, really?
Is there different bricks that you guys like using?
I mean, from a personal standpoint, there's some brick I like laying better than others. But from a, you know, a structural or anything like that kind of standpoint, no brick is really better than others. You know, as long as they're laid properly, you know, any brick is pretty much a good brick. Some brick are easier to lay than others.
He's good, huh? Young guy, knows all his stuff. There's no doubt.
Did you expect anything less?
I didn't. No, because I've known the guy, and since we're in the same neighborhood, something about our neighborhood gets us really smart.
Except for your one neighbor.
Ooh, the guy that kept coming over by you? Yeah, Brian. He's hanging in there. He is hanging in there. He still comes over and looks around a little bit, but he does mean well. Hey, May 17th, 18th, and 19th, Randy, here we go. It's pretty much, 5 weeks away?
Countdown.
We tour remodel homes coming up. Get to the website, give you all the information that you need. NearingMilwaukee.org is the website. May 17th, the Cancer Care House Soiree. May 18th and 19th, the tour remodel homes. Make sure you take advantage of that. Help us raise the money that we're looking to raise for that cancer care house.
Absolutely.
It'll be good.
And it'll be a great, great weekend.
You bet. Josh, good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me back.
I appreciate you coming in. Again, he's Josh Foster from Royal Chimney Service. Give them a call, 771-2282. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.